What's up? We got the one and only Dr. Steve Perry. Your show that's coming up, actually this Wednesday, Save My Sons. And I mean that literally, because I got two boys, 16 and 20.
Better not be babying them. They better have chores.
Wait.
They better have chores. Tell me what their chores are.
Let me break it down. I have a 16 and I have a 20-year-old. Okay.
Chores.
My 16-year-old does everything. I'm not saying that he's a perfect kid, but he does have chores. There are no specifics because he is required to basically take care of the house. I'm trying to prep him to be that man of the house, so
Who
to speak.
He washes his clothes.
He washes his own clothes.
That's what I'm talking about.
He washes his own clothes. He does the dishes. He keeps his room clean. These are things that are expected of him every day.
I guarantee you. He's a solid student and is doing well in school.
Well, he does have some issues. I wouldn't say he was a solid student, but he has a lot of potential, and I appreciate that, and he's a work in progress, but he's worth it.
Show me somebody who isn't.
However, I hope that you address the 20-year-old still living in my basement.
No. I'm going to address that right now. Kick him out.
But how do you? But it's easier said than done.
Listen, you can't have it both ways. You can't tell me you got one son who you're trying to train to be right, and then you got the other one doing wrong. What's the incentive for the other one to do right?
Save My Sons. Dr. Perry is going to get us all straight as parents, especially single parents. You got to address issues like this right here, because I know that I'm not the only mother going through it.
No. Not only are you not the only one, we wouldn't have a TV series if it was just you. We just come to your house.
Right. Save My Sons. This is like on time right here, Cleveland. We got to chime in on this. Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, 9 o'clock on TV1, of course, hosted by Dr. Steve Perry. Now, is there a website that my listeners can log on and maybe get some more information if they want to, you know, check out some tips, the whole nine, maybe even contact you?
They can go to TV1.tv and check out a number of parenting tips that we have up there on the Save My Son, page.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see that you're not the only one. The reason why folks are excited about Save My Son is because so many of us are looking for answers. See, it's so easy when you watch a Jerry Springer or something like that, you see these buffoons get up there and lose their entire mind. You think, whew, thank God, I don't even know anybody like that. But it's entertaining, though. It's a train wreck to watch.
Right.
Save My Son is not about those people. It's about very talented radio hosts. It's about a sister who is the dean of students at her school, whose son I observed on Facebook featured with a 28 ounces of marijuana and two shotguns. Mm. He's 14. We have the conversation so often about losing our sons that we don't realize that we can save them. We absolutely can save them by holding them accountable, by making them the young men that their bodies and minds know that they should be. Your son knows he's getting away with murder. Like, he knows he's getting over. As so many do. But they become accustomed to it.
Mm.
And then we wonder why there are no good black men out there.
Right.
We wonder why I'm saying that all the time. It's because the mothers that came before you did just what you did.
Save My Sons, TV1, Dr. Steve Perry, this Wednesday at 9 o'clock. We're all going to be watching, including me and my sons. And you're going to get a good report from me the next time we speak.
That's what I want to hear.